Sylvia is back in action. I am back in action. We had 3 days off, both of us. I was on a few early morning jobs, getting up at 5:30, so no time for coffee. But this morning, Saturday, bit of a leisurely morning, and back with Sylvia. And I've just produced two beautiful lattes. I'll add a latte myself as well, with a bean called Heartbreaker. And I even managed to draw a little heart on my latte. But the first extraction was actually for Shirley. Shirley, what's the heartbreaker like?
I don't know so much heartbreaker. I've just fallen in love, I think. That was amazing. Just the 3 days' wait for a lovely coffee has paid off. And I have the most beautiful sensation in my mouth. There's a warm, rich coffee flavor, earthy flavor still lingering. Feels really good in the tummy. And just overall, I'm hooked.
Ooh.
What? Head over heels in love.
Fantastic. Now, this bean is actually from New York, from the Grumpy Cafe in New York. And this great friend of mine, Amy, brought me some coffee back. And one of those was the Heartbreaker. So let's see if he can break my heart as well, or would I be in love with this coffee? Let's just have a look. Taking my first sip. As you say, very smooth. And this combination of rice milk and soya milk that was actually sitting in the pitcher, covered over with a cling film in the fridge for 3 days, works really well. Didn't lose any of its qualities. It's very foamy. It's very light. And that coffee, it gives you a hit. But actually, like Shirley said, it's very smooth at the same time. Ah, I tell you what, not having coffee for 3 days does help. Makes the heart grow fonder.